Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host, leading you through yet another episode. This week, we're going to talk about getting out of time sucks during the day. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. And if you've been here before, welcome back. Happy that you're here again to dive into topics that will help you become a much more clear and concise communicator, a person who manages the noise, the distractions, the things that deplete you. This podcast is really based on three books. The first is Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less, which I wrote about 10 years ago. Second book is called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. And the third is an upcoming book called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Work, Secret Ingredient of the Workday. Sorry about that. Kind of a trilogy because it really gets into the connection between preparation, quiet, and how people collaborate with brief better into the distraction, the division, the depletion of noise in our day, which is all around us. And if you want more information on our programs, you can go to thebrieflab.com. Information we've newly launched website, which provides an overview of our programs. A little quiz in there called the Brief Communication Assessment Survey, which is pretty nice. It's short, tells you if you've got any issues in this area. Also recommend you go to thequietworkplace.com, which is an emerging program called Quiet Works, and a vision of mine that we need to reimagine the workplace and the importance of quiet noise management in that workplace. And there's going to be exciting things to be announced about that within the next 6 months as the book comes out, which will come out in the fall, like September, October. So today, we're going to talk about getting out of time sucks during the day. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because these time sucks are a source of noise that'll make you feel like you have to, there's no choice, and you feel trapped, you're a little stuck, like you're helpless. And this is what noise does. These time sucks, these things that are like distracting and dividing me, and they just pull me in, and I feel like I can't and I have to, can be multifaceted and come from every different direction, and you have them during your day, just a time suck. Like I'm working on this. I mean, these meetings every day, for a lot of people, meetings are a time suck. Like I just, my whole day is stuck in meetings. I remember working when I was working in marketing agency life years ago, where this client of mine, this truck manufacturer in Chicago, the client was, they were in meetings all the time. I mean, I'm like, when did you guys actually do your work? And this guy looks at me like, what are you talking about? She's like, we're just in meetings all the time. We work at night and morning to get to all these tasks done. So the meeting culture there was just, it was a time suck for them all the time. It could be emails. I'm stuck in email, my inbox all day long. Slack or Teams. What I'll just call generically information monitoring. People show up at work and they kind of get in front of their computer and they just sort of monitor chatter. And it's just like 2 hours later, 3 hours later, I just can't get out. Conversations can be a huge time suck for a person. You know, you just, hey, you got a minute? And that minute becomes 20 minutes. And it's just like, it's draining. Like it's, you're being sucked down the drain. And how do you get out of this is what we're going to talk about today. Before I get into it, I just want to tell you how much I love doing this podcast because this is something that I struggle with too. And you just feel like, man, I can't win here. And my day just feels like this investment of time with no return. And it's just like, it's just a time suck. And how do I get out of it? And I read an article recently that kind of inspired this. It was funny enough, an article in the Wall Street Journal called Help, I'm Trapped in a Boring Conversation and Can't Get Out. And I'm not going to go into the deep tactics. It was interesting. I agree with some, I disagree with others, but it was funny because it was kind of a social setting. Like you're in this cocktail. But basically the whole thing was like, almost like if you're in a cocktail party and you're stuck in a boring conversation, how do you tactically get out of the conversation? And they talked about different things. You can create some escape tactics slap your leg or look at your watch, or signaling disinterest was another one, or shift the conversation, change the subject. You know, one of the comments was, just be honest, like, this conversation's not really going anywhere. You know, this is like watching paint dry, whatever. Exit lines, phrases, whatever. But it was like the headline caught my attention. Help, I'm trapped in a boring conversation that I can't get out. Well, that's a time suck. And you do feel helpless. And you do feel like you have to, you're obligated to engage in these activities during the workday that are really noise-driven. They end up being noise. And when you read the book Noise, you'll kind of really zero in on, this is an investment of my attention and my time where it's like it's going to make me crazy because I've got so many things. It's dividing my attention now, and I really am all over the place, and but I can't get out of it. I'm stuck in social media, and I keep on swiping, and I'm looking for the happy answer. In the research, it's just, you know, pretty powerful to say, like, this is how people spend a lot of their time, consuming noise. Information that's useless, it's not timely, it's not relevant, it's really just distracting, it's not helpful, and it's presented like it is, and you knock at the door, and you got to answer, and you answer, and you find out you're stuck, and you can't do anything about it, is how a lot of people live their professional lives. And it really becomes pretty frustrating because it's so aimless. It's so unintentional at the end of the day. I mean, people show up and they're like, I have no idea what we're going to do today, but let's see what happens. And then email and meetings and conversations and tasks with no resolution or end appear. And I'm monitoring information. And then I do that all day long. And I go home and I'm just like, okay, this is how I'm going to live. And then you do it at home because there's no boundaries between work and like, okay, how do you get out of these type sucks? Well, here's a couple of things I want you to think about. And this is really to help you exert some counterforce to get out of it. Like the Wall Street Journal article is like, I'm trapped in this boring conversation, I can't get out. Well, you can, but you got to be a little bit creative, crafty, to avert this the power. And there's a lot of power here. The first thing is just, what are your time sucks? Look at your calendar. Go back for the last week or two. Is it meetings? You know, is it email? Is it conversations that are just sort of inadvertent and I'm trying to collaborate, but the collaboration is just pointless and people are pulling me in this direction of that? And what are my time sucks? You know, technology for some people is a time suck. They start investing, like, I'm trying to tweak this little setting. The next thing needs to just go down a rabbit hole of the next setting. And like, I'm going down this thing and it's an endless, maybe it's easier to call somebody in IT and have them help. Or like, I remember when I started my company 18 years ago, and it was just me in the beginning. My time suck was just trying to fix stuff, like tech that was broken. And I was trying to fix a setting on Outlook and my email that didn't work, and the server and the SMTP. I mean, all this craziness. And I'm like, I can't. An hour led into two and three. And it was just like, I don't know if I'm ever going to fix it. And I kept on investing more time and doubling down. And how I got out of that time suck is I just said, hey, this is a time suck for me. And I called this guy and I said, his name is David. And I'm like, David, I don't even have any money to pay you, but I need you to help me with this thing because I can't stop doing it. I'm not fixing the problem. I don't even know how to fix it. And I'm trying to, and I can't. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. I'll help you out and pay me when you can. And he helped me out of that time suck. But I recognized that that was resolving that help desk support tech email thing was my time suck. But what are yours? So maybe it's conversations with coworkers where they drive by and they ask you pretty committed. Maybe it's meetings. You show up to meetings and there are no agendas. There's no point to the meeting. And you got to sit there for an hour and you don't know why I'm here. So what are your time sucks? And look at them. Know them. Next, I think I would say, we've said this before, but say no, not now. Speak up, do something. Like, do I have to go to this meeting? Is it absolutely essential? Could I see the summary of it? Well, you know, do you got a minute? No, I actually don't have a minute right now. I'll have a minute in an hour. You're saying no, not now. I feel pulled into email just to check email, just to check it. But is that the time for me to do that right now? no, it's not. Actually, I'm supposed to do something else. So saying no, not now, there's a power to the word no. If you know this is a time suck, you know, all right, well, I'm going to try to fix my printer right now. And recently at the header office in Southern Pines, the local printer didn't work. And there's nobody on hand to fix the printer. And we have two network printers. One's like 10 feet from my office, and the other one's like 50 feet from my office. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to fix that right now. I'm just going to get up and walk to the other one. Yeah, was it tempting to start a conversation about the printer settings and this? Absolutely. But that was going to be a time suck for me. I would have probably invested a half hour trying to fix that thing and talk about it and resolve it. And I just asked the coworker, like, can you see if we can get the local printer company to come and service it? And in the meantime, I'll walk 50 feet to the other one. And I just said, no, I'm not going to do that right now. And that was a win for me because sometimes things are so tempting. Like, I got to say, yes, I got to do this right now. It's like, no, I'm not going to do that right now. I'm not going to check email. I'm not going to respond to that message right now. I'm not going to take that distraction as an invitation and follow that invitation. The door's going to knock and I'm not going to answer it right now because it's not the time. So no, not now. Number three is just when you see them, avoid them. When you see them, avoid them. If you know what your time sucks are, and it's a person that can be very distracting, or it's a thing that you do, that you fall, a trap you fall into it. If you keep on falling in the same trap, walk around it. It's like the article says, help, I'm trapped in a boring conversation and can't get out. If you see that coming your way, avoid it. Imagine it's like a person walking across the street. You're like, if I start that conversation, it's going to be 45 minutes or an hour, and it's not the time for me to talk to that person. Then if they start engaging in the conversation, if you see them, see it, avoid them. Just say, hey, listen, before you get started, I don't have time right now. I've got to do something right now. I'm on a deadline. And can we circle back and talk about this later on? Or whatever. And you can do it politely. You're not trying to be dismissive. But if there are things that are literally time sucks, they're not timely for you. Noise oftentimes is it's important maybe later, but it's not urgent now. So if I do it now, it becomes noise for me. It's a distraction. And I just have to, if I see it, I've got to avoid it. I got to walk around it, not engage it. You get an alert on your computer. It's like, you see it, just avoid it. Just don't do it. Now, maybe ever. And then lastly, just where are your pockets of quiet time between things? Yeah, I did this in a recent podcast. I talked about this book, Deep Work by Cal Newport. It came out about the same time as Brief. Highly recommend listening to the book, reading it. It's excellent. These long stretches of uninterrupted deep work where that's not a time suck. That's a good investment in time alone to think about things, to do the deep work. Where are your quiet time pockets? Where are your appointments with quiet? It's what I'm talking about a lot, especially in the new book, Quiet Works. But it's like if I look at your calendar, you look at your calendar, you look at my calendar, you're going to look at where is the time alone, the boundaries between collaboration and time alone. If there are no seams between those things, it's all just one big thing. Your day is going to be a time suck. And a lot of that's going to be wasteful collaboration, pointless collaboration, noise consumption at the end of the day. So quick summary is, know what your time sucks are. Say no, not now. When you see them, avoid them, and make time, schedule time for quiet alone as a barrier. So every day, for sure, there will be a powerful force, really, noise, really, that draws you in, that sucks you in, actually. Maybe you could say, right now, I don't have time for that. Just saying.